who gave it to you? No, but who sent you the memo? Did you say Zuzi sent you the memo on that? Did Zuzi do that personally?
Zucker personally turned us over a two-page summary. That was proper, and we should have, although it was partisan, and it was for my benefit because it was personal. Pearson told Abe Fortas that he got it from the Air Force, and he could only get it with Zucker's help.
Well, this, I mean, that's derived. I doubt very much he got it with Zucker's help, Mr. President. I can try and get into this, but I have thought Pearson had some contacts in here in the department, but I'm almost sure it isn't Zucker. I'll tell you who, frankly, I think it is. I think he gets some stuff, not all, but some from Arthur Sylvester directly. And I tracked this down on two or three cases, and I'm damn sure in those cases he got it from there. Now, this case, frankly, I don't know anything about, but I can certainly look into it, and as a matter of fact, I can even, once in a while, I can use Sylvester to throttle up Pearson. I could try it here if you think it'd help any.
I think I would. I know this is not good for the country, number one. It's not good for the administration, number two. It's disastrous to me, number three, because it leaves the impression that I'm doing it.
You mean that you're leaking it?
Yeah, sure, sure.
I don't know anything about the memo. Zucker never showed it to me, I guess.
Well, the memo shows that this guy's just a bad boy,
yeah,
and that y'all gave him an honorable discharge.
Well, is this stuff true, do you suppose?
Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. It's true. It's true. But what they did, they went up to the committee. When the committee asked him about it, they didn't give him this stuff. They gave him, told him he had a good honorable discharge.
I see.
And they didn't give him this stuff. But then they go leak it to Pearson. And when they asked them why they didn't give it to the committee, they said, well, the committee didn't appear to be interested. Well, that's not fair. If you've got a record on a guy and he's no damn good and the committee asks you about him, you'll tell him he's no good.
Is this for publication tomorrow? In other words, is it already gone out in the wire?
Yeah, it's for publication tomorrow, is it? Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Well, there's still a little time to work on it then.
Now, what did you start saying? They first told the council the committee is all right. Then they got worried that they had all this stuff in the file. They went back and went over it verbally with him. They didn't give it to him because that's against regulations.
Oh, hell, it's not against regulations to give anything to a committee they asked for.
Well, that's what they claim. That's what they claim.
Privilege information. Well, the thing for me to do now is to try to get something to stop.
You don't come it from me, but just say you picked up on the hill today. To Zuckert and to Sylvester, that some of the files have been leaked over there, and that they oughtn't to be leaked. They ought to go through the committee, and they ought to tell the committee everything they know if the committee wants to know it. But they ought to do it, and they ought to tell their sources that nothing could damage the case more, or the administration, or the president, anybody else, and to leave the impression that we're leaking files, because I don't want to do it. But don't get Pearson after me as being the source.
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't know what I can do at this point, Mr. President, but I'll certainly try right away.
All right.
Thank you.